Good Things.
Good Things.
With Brent Lindekee.
Brett Lindekee, I've just been talking about how much news is happening today and how heavy and negative everything is with the cholera, the situation, and everything else, load shedding, what. It's always good to chat to you on a Friday, Brent.
Oh, man, you know I love being on the show on a Friday. Happy Friday to all of the
listeners. And I have to say, Brent has just stepped off the paddle court to speak to us. I'm incredibly jealous of you right now, and I hope you're winning.
Yeah, listen, to all of the listeners, if you haven't played paddle, it's hitting South Africa hard. A lot of people are getting into the game.
I'm an addict. I'm an absolute addict. So you don't need to tell me.
The only problem with it is that you do get a little bit addicted.
Okay, so you've got some good news stories for us. Tell us about this talented kid pianist who went viral last year, and she's now going to perform on one of South Africa's most impressive stages.
Yeah, what an incredible story. So Rebecca Seziba, she's only 9 years old. In December last year, she was caught on video at a shopping center in Cape Town where she was playing the piano fantastically. She's really, really, really talented. Since then, she's had an international collaboration, which is really cool. But now, this nine-year-old is going to be playing at the Grand West Arena in Cape Town to an expected crowd of over 5,000 people. She's going to be performing with a saxophone star known as Don Vino, and I think it's going to be an incredible celebration. It's a proudly South African moment. The star, she's rising, and we just need to watch her.
And then the JMPD, there's an officer whose act of kindness has brought joy to a young scholar as he gifted her with brand new shoes. Tell us about that one.
Sure. This story went viral. So the JMPD posted on Twitter about Officer Mkosi, who walks little children across the road in busy intersections. And just last week, Officer Mkosi was assisting the scholars across the road when he noticed a little girl was wearing broken shoes. He asked her what her shoe size was, and the very next day, with his own money, he purchased her a brand new set of school shoes, which, as you know, is such an uplifting thing to do to any child to have school shoes, but especially now in winter when it's really cold.
Sure, that is heartwarming indeed, especially when people have so much negative stuff to say about the JMPD. It just goes to show that you can't paint everyone with the same brush. And then this former corporate exec and entrepreneur, Vusi Sindane, has completed this grueling cycle race from Mosina to Cape Town to raise funds.
Yeah, so he's raising funds to get 10,000 school shoes to kids across South Africa. What I found out when we were publishing the story or sort of getting research for it, that over 10 million children don't have the correct footwear for school. Some of them don't even have shoes. And he did a grueling 3,257-kilometer cycle all the way from Messina to Cape Town to raise funds just for that. He hasn't hit his target yet. So if you want to help, you go find his story, just Google Vusi Sindane, and you'll find all the information about his website, and you can get involved. That's your call to action this Friday, to get involved and get these kids some school shoes this winter.
Brent, as always, thank you so much for bringing us some good news at the end of a difficult week. You can get back to the paddle court, and remember, slow from the back, okay?
I will do. Thanks for the coaching there, man. And to all of the listeners, as always, on a Friday, I say, wishing you only good things.
Only good things, Brent Lindekee, the good things guy, bringing us some good news on a Friday.